This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Let's set the starting lineups for this Sangamo versus South Central battle in boys action. First for the visiting Staunton Bulldogs tonight, head coach Troy Redfern, assisted by Terry Allen. The Bulldogs tonight roll with Tyler Grandidier, a 6-foot senior. Lucas Sievers, a 5'10 senior. Ethan Booth, a 6'6 junior. Silas Cox, a 6'1 sophomore. And Dylan Heeman, a 6'7 senior. For the Dogs, Grandidier, Sievers, Booth, Cox, and Heeman. Staunton enters 2-5 on the year. For the North Mac Panthers and their head coach T.J. Wilson, assisted by John Downs, Gary Etter, and Gerald Thorman, the soon-to-be IBCA Hall of Famer. She'll go in at a banquet on the 4th of May. Tonight, the Panthers go with Tanner Wilson, a 6-foot sophomore, Grant Thorman, a 5'8 junior, Cole Etter, a 5'10 junior, Will Downs, a 6'1 junior, and Sam Mount, a 6-foot senior for the Panthers. Wilson, Thorman, Etter, Downs, and Mount. It's North Mac and Staunton. The Panthers in the home white uniforms, trimmed out in the Carolina blue and the black. For Staunton, they are in the road red uniforms tonight. North Mac has Panthers across the front of the home whites. The Bulldogs with Staunton in white lettering across the road reds. It'll be Booth to jump for Staunton, Etter to jump for North Mac. Etter's 5'10", Booth is 6'6", and we are underway. Booth wins the tap easily, and the Bulldogs will get it to start. Man-to-man defense for North Mac as Sievers leaves it on the wing for Grandidier. Right side of the key to Cox, Silas pivots at the foul line, now leaves for Sievers. Lucas right back to Silas. Open, 4-3, too strong. Rebound tapped around, back to Grandidier, and Staunton has another crack at it. Here comes Cox. Pivots around just outside the paint on the right side. Leaves for Booth. Baseline, Jay, way too strong. Aired it, but Cox tracks down the rebound on the left baseline. Two offensive rebounds for Staunton here as Cox has it left wing. Heeman will try the baseline, Jay, left side. No. Another rebound. Booth lays it up and rolls it around and down. Fourth time the charm for Staunton, and T.J. Wilson wants a timeout quickly, not happy with the rebounding effort. 7-16 for the opening quarter, 2-0 Staunton. Back to North Mac in just a moment. Following the North Mac timeout, Panthers bringing it into the front court. Wilson triggers a three ball right side of the key, too strong. Offensive rebound to North Mac. Off to Thorman, right back to Wilson now. Tanner, left-hand pass across the key to Downs, a floater, aired it, left it short. Tried to be too fine there, but another offensive rebound for North Mac, this time to Cole Letter. Staunton scored after four cracks at it. Now North Mac has their third opportunity on their opening possession. Sam Mount in the corner goes to Downs. Boy, Mount has really slimmed down from a year ago. Etter across to Sam. Mount triggers the three ball, too strong off the heel. Rebound picked up by Grandidier. Both teams have really struggled shooting the ball here in the early going. It's Grandidier attacks. No. Offensive rebound. Booth and the foul. Booth has the first 4 points of the ball game, and he'll have a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play. Staunton shooting 20% from three here in the early part of the season. That foul on Thorman, his first, as Booth completes the three-point play. He has all 5 points in the game. 6 minutes for the opening quarter. On the block, Mount. Right up over Heeman. Nice move for Sam Mount. Has North Mac on the board. Mount's had a really good start to the year. He's had a number of 20-point games and a lot of games over the 15-point threshold. Sievers into the front court. Leaves it for Cox on the right wing. Silas, one dribble. Grandidier now left wing. Tyler puts it on the floor to the foul line. Cut off. Leaves for Cox. Silas too strong. A step inside the line. Offensive rebound. Heeman, he puts it up and in. And Staunton owning the offensive glass right now. North Mac has got to do a better job of blocking out, or it's going to be a long night for the Panthers. North Mac not tall. Will Downs, the tallest starter at 6'1". That's one thing Staunton has plenty of, size. Nice spin move for Etter off the right block. Kisses it off the glass, and it's 7-4 Staunton. Heeman goes 6'6", Booth goes, or Heeman goes 6'7", Booth goes 6'6". Right on the block, deep position, Heeman off the window, it's good. Boy, when he catches it there, it's over. Just a nice touch pass out of that left corner for the Bulldogs, 9-4 Staunton. Tanner Wilson brings it into the front court. left wing to Cole Etter. Across the floor to Downs. Will Downs at the foul line. Kicks in the corner. Nice head fake for Thorman. Puts it on the deck, and he's blocked and fouled. Booth was in the area, but they will get Sievers on the personal. That is Lucas's first. It will send Grant Thorman, the 5'8 junior, to the foul line. The lefty Thorman, couple bounces and a spin. Another bounce, toss is good. Substitution for North Mac, Justin West, the 6-foot senior, will check in, replacing Cole Etter. Justin West had a nice fall on the golf course for North Mac. It's Thorman, pure with the second toss. And the Panthers showing a little bit of full court pressure here. Grandidier, one pass to midcourt to Sievers. Underhand shovel to Heeman, across the lane to Booth, off the window, it's good. Perfection for Staunton on the press break. Two passes and a layup. Can't draw it up any better than that. 11-6 Bulldogs. Here's Thorman. Dribble handoff to Mount, stripped and fouled on the attack. They'll get Sievers, that's gonna be his second. He'll have to come out and sit. It'll be Devin Ray, the 5'10 junior, to check in for Sievers after the first free throw from Sam Mount. He's had a real nice career for the Panthers. Free throw is off the mark. Sievers out, Ray in. Sam Mount's second free throw is good. Gets one out of two. Mount with three in the ballgame. Here comes the full court pressure. Ray in the backcourt. Long pass across the floor to Grandidier. He will stop right in front of midcourt. Gets off to Cox and a charge on Silas. Thorman took it. That'll be the first turnover on Staunton. First personal foul on Cox. Third team foul. Right in the middle of the floor like that, you're not going to get away with that type of contact. Thorman now will bring it across the timeline. Man-to-man defense for Staunton. Halfway through the opening quarter. Here's Wilson. Off to Mount, left wing. Sam, dribble drive. Strong take and lays it up and in. Nice move for Sam Mount. 11-9, Staunton leads, facing that full court pressure. Grandidier, long pass to Ray. He's trapped in the corner, gets it off to Cox. Nice no-look pass to Booth, off the window, it's good. Ethan already has 9 points, all at the rim. Staunton getting numbers with that pressure and attacking. In the right corner with West. Right side of the key to Downs. In the corner goes to Thorman. Back up top to Tanner. Wilson puts it on the floor behind the back dribble, steps back beyond the three, now hands off to Thorman. Grant crosses over on Cox. Silas moves his feet nicely. Wilson for three. No. Rebound down to Ethan Booth. He went high for that basketball. Leaves it off for Grandidier. 13-9, Staunton leads, 3 minutes for the opening quarter. Here's Ray on the right wing. Devitt will leave it for Silas Cox. Back on the right wing, this time with Grandidier. Poked away by Wilson. Grandidier tracks it down right at midcourt. Troy Redfern hollering out instructions as Ray. Bad pass, lazy pass, stolen by Tanner Wilson. Long run out for Mount. Challenges Booth, rejected at the rim, but they're going to get Ethan with the foul as Mount went tumbling into the mat at the end of the floor. I think it was clean up top, but Ethan got him with the body. His first, team's fourth. That's how you have to attack the lanky shot blockers, though. Just go up strong. Mount has earned a trip back to the free throw line. Toss good. 6 points for Mount. He's 2-of-3 at the foul line. Wilson will check out, and Cannon Kirk, a 5'10 sophomore, will check in. Cannon hurt his thumb or his wrist in the JV game. He had to get it taped up. Still has that tape here as he checks into the varsity game. Mount makes both tosses. He has 7. 13-11, Staunton leads. 2:40 for the opening quarter. Good action early. Here's Cox. Off to Grandidier. Tyler, dribble drive, jump stop off the window, and it rattled down for Grandidier. 15-11. Bulldogs lead. North Mac has the ball. Kirk into the front court. The sophomore point guard now motioning for West to come up and get the basketball. Justin has it right wing. In the corner, kicks to Thorman. Grant puts it on the floor. Now hands to Mount. Sam right back to Thorman. Little head fake. Grant will leave it out for Mount. Deflected away. Sam tracks it down. In the left corner it goes now to Thorman. Top of the key to Downs. They swing it. Thorman, 4-3. Got it. Grant Thorman's first field goal. He has 5 points. And North Mac within a point, 15-14. 108 seconds for the opening quarter. Cy Cox in the backcourt. He is trapped in trouble. Ball jarred loose off of North Mac. It'll stay with Staunton. Sideline trigger. Just on the front court side of midcourt for Staunton. Grandidier. In the backcourt it goes to Devin Ray. Devin will bring it right side. In the right corner he goes, being checked by Thorman. Up top to Cox. Silas. Left wing to Grandidier. Tyler elevates. Too strong. And the rebound down to North Mac. They can take their first lead of the night. Pass in the front court to West. Justin finds Will Downs in the corner to Thorman. Bounce pass left block West. Doesn't look to score. Kicks right back out to Thorman. Right wing to Downs. Will Downs, the lefty, puts it on the floor. Nowhere to go. Leaves it for Mount. Back beyond the arc to Kirk. Here's Downs. Mount for three and the lead. Too strong, but the offensive rebound right to Thorman. Nice slip pass to Mount. Floats it up and in. 9 first quarter points for Sam Mount off the nice find from Thorman. And North Mac has their first lead, 16-15. 48 seconds for the opening quarter. Grandidier gets to the foul line. He will pull it now behind the three-point line. Ray thought about the three, instead leaves it for Cox. 35 seconds for the quarter. On the block to Heeman, poked away by Mount. Ray to the floor and saves possession for Staunton. Grandidier lines up the three. Can't get it to go. Rebound down to Will Downs. He pushes quickly. Long pass to West. Justin West across the floor. Thorman open for three. Missed it this time. Offensive rebound to Mount, and he is fouled on the putback as he went reverse. And they'll get Heeman on the personal. Dillon's first. Staunton's 15 foul with 16 and a half seconds for the first quarter. Staunton started fast. North Mac weathered the storm. Now Mount at the free throw line to extend the lead. Toss, good. 10 first quarter points for Sam Mount. As Evan Langelier, a 6'2 junior, will check in, replacing Downs. Ethan Booth will sit for the Staunton Bulldogs as Griffin Bianco checks in for the first time, a 6'1 senior. Second free throw, good. 11 opening quarter points for Mount. He will take a quick breather here as Tanner Wilson checks back in. 11 for Mount leads all scores. Ethan Booth has 9 for Staunton, a 3-point lead for North Mac. 13 seconds for the opening quarter. Grandidier, trouble in the backcourt, lost the dribble, off to Ray. In the front court with Bianco, 7 seconds. Griffin attacks, and he traveled. Third turnover on Staunton. As he wanted to make a short pass to Heeman, he realized at the last moment that was ill-advised and then drugged that pivot foot. 4.5 seconds for the quarter. North Mac has to go the length of the floor. To midcourt to Wilson. Tanner with three. Gets inside the foul line. Lays it up. No. And after 8 minutes, it is the North Mac Panthers 18. The Staunton Bulldogs 15. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball on WSMI. Tim Mize back here at North Mac High. The Panthers leading Staunton 18-15 after one quarter of play. And North Mac gets it to start the second quarter. Wilson on the floor with West. Langelier, Mount, and Kirk, and we've got a moving screen on North Mac to start the quarter. That'll be, by my count, their first turnover of the night. Second team foul. They'll get Cannon Kirk on the personal. Staunton starts the quarter with Severs back on the floor with Bianco, Grandidier, Cox, and Heeman. Man-to-man pressure for North Mac. Severs brings it across the timeline in the corner to Cox. Silas will put it on the floor with the left hand. Now fires it on the right block to Heeman. Dillon had trouble with the catch. A lot of steam on that pass. It's deflected out of bounds in front of the North Mac bench. It'll stay with Staunton. Cole Etter returns for the Panthers as Kirk will take a seat. And it goes to Severs. Heeman way out beyond the three-point line. Leaves for Cox. Silas wants the three. Can't get it. Missed it off the right side. And the rebound down to North Mac and Justin West. West pushes, kicks in the corner to Wilson. Right side, Tanner. Brings it now top of the key. Bounce pass to West off the dribble. West kicks it right to Mount, who finds Etter. And a push on Staunton. Their sixth team foul And they're going to get Griffin Bianco with the personal. Will Downs will check back in, replacing West. You just have a great broadcast position here at North Mac, right behind the scorer's table. So you get a good look at the officials when they come to the table. Nice out-of-bounds play. Wilson finds Mount off the window. Mount already with 13. Sam did a great job of sealing his defender that time. 20-15 North Mac. Long pass to midcourt. Cox to Grand to check that to Bianco. Down to Heeman. Stripped on the way up. Great defense, and Langelier pulls it down for North Mac. He leaves it for Tanner Wilson. To Will Downs. Right back to Tanner. Left wing to Etter. Top of the key to Mount. On the left wing with Langelier. Evan now. Bounce feeds to Mount. Spins middle. Floats it up and in. Nice soft touch. Sam Mount already has 15 points. 22-15 North Mac. Mount besting or tying Staunton. By himself at this point. Seavers for three. Can't get it to go. Tapped around right to Heeman, and he'll have free throws coming. Third team foul on North Mac. They will get Etter on the personal. His first. 6-10 for the first half. 22-15 North Mac. Free throw for Heeman is pure. That thing didn't even think about touching the iron. 5 points for Dylan. Langelier out. Grant Thorman returns for the Panthers. North Mac on a nice little run here. Second free throw rattles out for Heeman. He gets one out of two. North Mac was 7 of 8 from the foul line in the first quarter. Wilson right down the block to Mount. He has 17. And right now, Staunton has no answer for Sam Mount. He is taking it right at Dylan Heeman. 24-16. Seavers in the backcourt. Brings it across the timeline with a pass to Cox. And do we have another offensive foul? We do. Grant Thorman took another charge on Silas Cox as Silas used that off arm and discarded Thorman. That's his second foul, both offensive fouls, using that off arm to push Thorman to the ground. Fourth turnover on Staunton. Boy, a defender like Thorman, too, he could be pesky. He just gets right up in your shorts and doesn't leave you alone. Cox hits the floor hard, going for the steal, didn't get it. Left wing to Wilson. Tanner puts it behind his back, lost the handle, now leaves for Etter. Feeds the post to Mount. Rises up, little baby hook, yes, for Sam Mount. He has 19 points already, folks. 5:20 for the first half, and Troy Redfern wants a timeout. 26-16, North Mac leading. Sam Mount on fire in the first half. We'll come back to North Mac High following these messages on WSMI. Bulldogs following the timeout, bringing it into the front court. Three ball won't go for Seavers as Staunton cannot buy one from the outside. That has been a season-long story. What a pass to Mount. Tough finish, couldn't get it. Off the great find from Thorman, and Cox clears out the rebound for Staunton. I don't know how Thorman got that long bounce pass from the right side of the floor all the way through the lane to the left block and Mount. But then Sam, full speed with a taller player on him, could not finish. Cox will try the three ball. No. Hits the deck on the release. No whistle. And the rebound out to Wilson. Bounce pass to Thorman. Layup. Missed it. Good contest by Grandidier. 4:20 for the first half. A 10-point lead for North Mac. Staunton has scored just 1 point in the quarter. Cox discarded Thorman again. No whistle this time. Etter goes diving for the basketball. Knocks it out of bounds. It'll stay with Staunton. Devin Ray returns for Staunton. And Brent Kinder will check in for the first time. Bianco and Seavers will sit. Silas, you can tell he's frustrated with the defense of North Mac. They have been right up in him all night long. We approach the midway point of the second quarter. We'll be talking to North Mac Athletic Director Chris Rayner at the half about the football districts and North Mac's vote. Here's Kinder. Langelier all over him, rises up and a foul on Evan Langelier. That'll be his first, team's fourth, free throws for Brent Kinder. For Staunton, it will be their fourth trip to the foul line. They're 2 of 3 so far, and that toss is good. Kinder's first point tonight, second point of the quarter for North Mac. Second toss. Good. Brent got them both. And to the table for Staunton, Cody Castaldi. He will replace Silas Cox. Staunton showing a little man-to-man full-court pressure as Grandidier will hound Wilson up the floor. Tanner comes across the timeline behind the back, between the legs, on the left wing now to Justin West. Right wing to Langelier. Evan attacks, floats it up, can't get it to go, gets his own rebound, goes up strong, countered in the foul for Evan Langelier. He'll have a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play. We've seen nice offensive rebounding from both sides here in this ball game, especially to start the contest. The foul went on Kinder, his first, team's eighth. Wilson will sit as Thorman back on the floor for North Mac. Evan has the white headband on, and the free throw is too strong, no good. Rebound down to Staunton. 10-point lead for North Mac, 3.5 minutes for the first half. Kinder in the backcourt, pass in the front court to Devin Ray. On the left wing to Grandidier, had it poked away by Etter momentarily, but Tyler retains possession. Right wing to Ray. Devin finds Castaldi off a screen for three, left it a little bit short. Rebound down to Sam Mount. He will leave it for Etter. Long pass across the floor to West. Contact, no whistle. The shot too strong off of North Mac. It will be Staunton ball. I think Troy Redfern wanted a charge there, but Staunton gets the ball nonetheless. 3:05 for the first half. Full court pressure from North Mac. And it goes to Grandidier. He will split the double with the bounce. Races into the front court to the foul line. Pass to Kinder. Tipped away and stolen. Fifth turnover on the Bulldogs. Here comes Langelier. Off to West. Leaves it for Etter. Thorman. Now in the corner it goes to Sam Mount. He has 19 points in the half. West. Nice little head fake. Gets to the rim. Too strong though. Way too high off the backboard. And now we have a travel on Castaldi, bringing it out. Thorman did a nice job to step in and get in Castaldi's vision and force that travel. Grant Thorman knows where his bread is buttered. Pesky on the defensive end. He's drawn two offensive fouls on Cox and then forces a travel there on Castaldi. Sideline trigger. Wilson gets it into Downs. Langelier for three, missed it, and we have a foul on the rebound going against North Mac. And we're going to get Etter. For Cole Etter, that'll be his second, team's fifth, as Will Downs will guard the inbounder on the full court press. Castaldi, bounce pass into Grandidier. Tyler, bounce pass to Castaldi, pass the midcourt to Ray. Down to Kinder. Pass was deflected by Etter, but right to Booth, and he's on the baseline out of bounds. Seventh Staunton turnover. North Mac has done a much better job here after the opening few minutes of getting back on that pressure. Staunton's doing a good job of getting the ball to midcourt and attacking, and early they were getting numbers and layups. Now North Mac recovering. Wilson, long baseball pass. Everyone up for Staunton. Thorman makes the catch, lays it up. Blocked in there, I think, by Ray. Heeman also with a contest. As Staunton was crowding in the backcourt. 10-point lead for North Mac. 28-18, 2:13 for the half. Down to Heeman off the window. It's good. Staunton needed that. A good easy bucket for Dillon. He has seven as the Bulldogs show full court pressure. Will Downs comes into the front court, working on Booth. Leaves it for Langelier. Finds a slashing West. Blocked by Booth. Picked up by Heeman. Here comes Castaldi for Staunton. Cody will leave it for Ray. Jarred loose by Thorman, but Staunton gets it back. Here comes Castaldi. Floats it up way too strong. And the rebound down to North Mac. 100 seconds, first half. 8-point lead for the Panthers. Thorman on the left wing. Bounce pass across the floor to Downs. Now Tanner Wilson in the right corner. Leaves it for Downs. Will wants to attack. Gets to the middle of the lane. Finds Thorman at the left elbow. Nice head fake. Kicks to Downs. 4-3. Got it. Will Downs buries the triple. His first points of the night. Biggest lead of the night for North Mac. 31-20. Minute 15, first half. That was a good possession for the Panthers. Devin Ray out front by that volleyball spike line. Checked by Thorman and the Panther man-to-man. Grandidier wanted the post, but Booth wasn't there. He will pivot around now for Castaldi out near midcourt. Final minute, first half. In the corner, Grandidier for a three. That's way too strong. Bodies all over the floor. Thorman saves it as he got tangled with Ray. Here comes Tanner Wilson. Dorman, the lane opens up. He's going to stop, float it up too strong. Rebound to Booth, and he is fouled on the rebound by Justin West. 16 foul, first on West. Thorman has 5 points, but he has made his mark on the other end of the floor. He's done a nice job drawing a couple of charges. Good heady play there, fighting for that rebound, saving it to a teammate, creating a fast break opportunity. Grant does a lot of things that won't necessarily show up in a stat sheet. But, man, he is an effective player defensively. Here comes Ray into the front court. Checked by Thorman. In the corner it goes to Grandidier. Two bodies committed to Heeman on the left block. Grandidier in the corner it goes to Ray. 25 seconds for the half. Top of the key to Tyler Grandidier. He will dribble handoff to Cox. Silas thought about a long two, instead leads for Ray. 15 seconds for the half. An 11-point lead for North Mac. It was a 3-point game after one quarter. Here's Grandidier, top of the key with eight. Checks the clock on the block to Heeman. He's going to turn. Tough shot. Missed it all, but the rebound goes to Booth. His follow's no good, and that's the half. A lot of contact down there and no whistle, and Troy Redfern is going to let the official know about it. One of the officials steps in front of Troy to keep him from getting after the official he wanted to get to, and Troy's still walking that way, and he's been told just go to the locker room, and he will. After two quarters, it is North Mac 31, Staunton 20. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball on WSMI. Tim Eyes back here at North Mac High. We have reached halftime. The Panthers leading the Staunton Bulldogs 31-20. Happy to be joined by North Mac Athletic Director Chris Rayner. Chris, good ball game so far.
Yes, it is. It's a physical battle. There's a lot of bodies flying around out there.
It's had a football type of feeling. I guess that's fitting because here the week before Christmas, high school football has kind of taken center stage with the announcement a couple days ago that in 2021, conferences are no more for football. It will be district play, and North Mac voted for the proposal. And I guess, Chris, just take us through North Mac's thinking about voting for districts.
You know, the first thing we did as a conference at our fall conference AD meeting, we kind of went through how it would affect everybody in the conference. And I really got the feeling from everybody in the conference, maybe outside of Williamsville, that everybody was kind of for it because of the fact that we didn't really know where football was going. With the conference jumping and things, with people looking outside the state for schedules, and it kind of felt like everybody was kind of thinking something's going to happen, let's, you know, have a say in what's going on. So after that meeting, we came back and said, you know, here's the proposal that's probably going to be on the ballot. We talked to Coach Bowman, we met as an administrative staff, and kind of looked at how is it going to affect us as North Mac, and kind of that's the lens we looked at it through and probably the best way to do it. And we decided our district, by what they're projecting, is going to have us with some county schools, which we really liked. Maybe not quite as much travel, and we just thought this gives us a say in what's going to happen down the road, so we went ahead and voted yes for it.
There's no perfect system, and there will be unintended consequences with the system when it goes into effect in 2021, but when you're part of a statewide organization, I think for the state as a whole, it's going to be a good thing.
I do too, and I think, you know, with change, there comes some uneasiness with everybody. But I think if you look at the states around us that use this district system, it's worked well for them. It's just going to take some time getting used to it. And we don't have the model in front of us. And I think when you don't see that, it really makes people nervous.
You know, Chris, I just thought of this from the North Mac perspective. Districts probably were an easier thing for you guys to get around because when North Mac came into existence, people said, well, Girard and Verdon can't go together. That can't possibly work. What about the rivalry? What about the tradition? But it's been a beautiful thing.
Yes, it has. It's been good. And, you know, the Sangamo Conference is great for us. And like I said, there's nothing taking away from that. And we're in a great spot. But what happens if the Sangamo Conference loses a couple teams? And then we're in the same boat some of those other schools are. And we just felt that this would be the best bet for the entire state.
And I've heard, you know, a lot of people are angry about this, and I hear a lot of people saying, well, now you have two scrimmage games that don't mean anything. That's not really true because you have the ability to go out, play competition if you're really good, one, go schedule a team that is really good, and if you lose, it doesn't hurt your playoff standing, but you're always getting better by playing better competition.
Yes, and I think that's, you know, I think that's the way teams would want to schedule that. You know, Coach Bates and I have already talked that we're a natural rival with Auburn. They'll probably be 2A, we'll be 3A, so we will probably play them week one or week two every year just because we've always played them, and then try to pick up another solid team just to see where you're at.
Have you done any projections, and you might not want to speculate on the air, about who you think might be in your district? It's tough to tell right now.
It is tough to tell. Just looking around here, I would assume Carlinville would probably be in our district, assuming there'll be 3A. I've heard we'd probably go south, maybe Alton Marquette, East Alton Wood River. But then I've also seen that we could keep Pleasant Plains, keep New Berlin. So some of that Sangamo would still be intact. So we're hoping we see some teams that we've always seen and then pick up some new ones as well.
How do you see it affect? And you mentioned you don't know how the Sangamo Conference will shake out with the football being out. But how do you think it'll affect the other sports at North Mac?
You know, it's kind of scary to think about it. You hope that the conference will stay together for the rest of the sports because it's, as an athletic director, it's nice to know who we're playing each week and those types of things. But it is an unknown. I mean, will Moroa want to still drive over here on a Tuesday night for a basketball game?
Yeah.
I don't know. I hope that is the case because I also know with the districts, it doesn't affect your JV and your freshman schedule.
Right.
So if we keep our conference, I think we'll have to talk about this, but maybe our freshman and JV games will be with our conference schools. So
So from an AD perspective, you might have a little more work for the next couple of years getting everything lined out.
You know, and the officials are, I'm scheduled out with officials through 2024. You know, are the IHSA going to assign our officials, or is it something we're going to have to do? So that's all things will be worked out. But like I said, I'm just interested to sit back and see. I'm really hoping that they show us our district here as quickly as possible so we have an idea.
Absolutely. Chris Rayner, thank you so much for a few minutes of your time and your thoughts. Always fun to come to North Mac, sir.
Well, thank you, Tim. It was nice seeing you.
All right. Chris Rayner, the athletic director here at North Mac High. We got an entertaining basketball game so far. North Mac leading Staunton 31-20. We'll come back following these messages on WSMI. Welcome back to North Mac High, Girard Campus. Halftime, North Mac leading 31-20. In girls basketball tonight at the half, Breeze Modern Day on top of Hillsboro, 34-26. In a boys' contest tonight, Griggsville Perry leading Carrollton. That was at the end of one quarter, 15-13. It was a strong close to the half for North Mac. Staunton started very fast, broke the press early. A lot of easy buckets in the first half of that opening quarter, but North Mac got settled down. Sam Mount started to dominate inside, but defensively, North Mac was able to turn it up a couple of notches, and they started controlling the glass a little bit better. Staunton's first possession, they had four offensive rebounds before they eventually scored. Sam Mount leads all scorers with 19 points. And for Staunton, Ethan Booth leads the way with 9 points. All those, though, came in the opening quarter. Bulldogs scored just 5 points in that second quarter. They get the basketball to start. Heeman, long two, left it short, and the rebound down to Etter. Long outlet to Sam Mount. Panthers have Mount, Etter, Thorman, Downs, and Wilson as North Mac turns it over. And that is just their second turnover. They did a real good job of taking care of the basketball in that first half. Can Staunton knock down some shots here in the second half? Heeman draws a double, kicks to Sievers, off to Cox. Tough shot, left it short. Offensive rebound, Booth put back good. 11 for Booth, his first point since the opening quarter, 31-22 North Mac. Wilson handling out front. Dribble drive, left-handed layup is good with the contest. What a strong take for Tanner Wilson. His first bucket with the offhand high off the window. Sievers long pass the midcourt to Grandidier. Mount went for the steal, didn't get it. Tyler kicks to Heeman on the baseline, out to Sievers. Now Cox, right wing, will dribble drive, kicks to Sievers. Lucas tried to feed the post. It is deflected out. Should be Staunton ball. It is. Baseline out of bounds for the Bulldogs. It'll be Booth to trigger it in. And Staunton lines everybody up left side of the lane. Heeman, top of the key to Sievers. Lucas finds Cox coming off a baseline screen for three. He got it. Staunton needed that. Their first triple of the ball game as Cox has his first points, 33-25. Here's Will Downs. Nice little head fake. Attacks right at Booth. Lays it up and in. Strong take for Will Downs as he put nice arc on that over the outstretched arms of the 6'6", Ethan Booth. 35-25, lead back to double digits for North Mac. Grandidier tries to feed the post, and a foul on Mount coming over the shoulder of Heeman. Sam didn't like it. First foul of the half, first personal on Mount. Baseline trigger for the Bulldogs and Grandidier. Tyler looking, gets it into Dylan Heeman on the left wing. Left side of the key to Cox. Silas. Pick and roll with Heeman. Dylan has it. He'll dribble to the right elbow. Leaves for Sievers. Lucas, left-hand layup is good. Nice strong take for Lucas Sievers. Both teams really attacking the 10 here in the opening couple minutes of the third quarter. T.J. Wilson wants a timeout. 6 minutes to play, third quarter. North Mac 35, Staunton 27. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball on WSMI. Following the North Mac timeout, Panthers bring it into the front court. Mount, top of the key, on the right wing to Etter. Cole will turn and face, kicks to Wilson. Tanner cut off his drive. Out it goes to Downs on the right baseline. Into the hands of Mount. He'll fire an 18-footer, yes, for Sam Mount. 21 for Sam. 37-27, back to a 10-point lead. Sievers behind the back, almost lost the handle. Now he's in trouble. Gets it off to Booth. Long pass to midcourt. Jarred loose by Etter. Booth to the ground. Picks it up. Gets it off to Sievers. Grandidier for three. Yes, Tyler Grandidier knocks down the triple. And Staunton's hit two threes in the quarter. 37-30 North Mac. Mount, nice head fake. Drives baseline. Rejected by Booth. Taken away from Heeman by Etter. Then Heeman just swats it right into the ground. Here comes Grandidier. Tyler, layup. Good. Seven for Grandidier. Back-to-back blocks from Booth and Heeman started that fast break. Heeman drove that basketball right into the middle of the lane. Right at the end of the floor. 4:50 for the third quarter. Wilson for three. Yes, Tanner Wilson. Big-time answer there off the right side of the key. 40-32 North Mac. Full court pressure. Long pass to midcourt to Grandidier. He finds Heeman. Dylan Heeman will leave it for Lucas Sievers way out on the left wing. Lucas works away from the screen, goes baseline, cut off there. Out it goes to Grandidier. Into the hands of Silas Cox. Cox discarded Thorman again, rises for three and airballed it. Rebound, Grandidier knocks it off of Wilson. It'll be Staunton ball. What a play from Tyler Grandidier. Wilson tried to block Tyler out, knowing that ball was going out of bounds. Grandidier slipped around him and bounced it off Wilson. Cox, I think, he was looking and expecting a foul there, and once the whistle didn't come, he shot it but left it way short. Here's Booth. Grandidier on the left wing. Wants to attack. Floats it up middle. Rattles around and out. Rebound, and it's a jump ball. Etter and Grandidier tied up. Etter ripped it away, and the arrow will give it to North Mac. Good effort and energy from both teams. Heard Chris Rayner say at halftime, almost physical like a football game out there. A lot of bodies on the floor all night long. Great hustle on both sides. Been an entertaining ball game. Halfway through the third quarter, Thorman, left side of the key, leaves it for Justin West. Off to Tanner Wilson. In the corner goes to Mount. He finds Etter at the foul line. Cole Etter off to Thorman in the corner to West. Feeds the right block to Etter. Cole spins baseline, rejected by Cox. And the ball's tipped around. Mount will save it as he goes into the backcourt. He almost tried to throw that back, thinking there was going to be an over in the back, but after the block and the tip, he was fine to go to retrieve it in the backcourt. Here's West. No look, diagonal pass. Mount off the spin, lays it up and in. Nice move, Sam Mount. He has 23. Long bounce pass for Sievers to Grandidier. Mount went for the steal, didn't get it. Heeman, 18-footer off the baseline. Yes, for Dylan Heeman. And we have a foul on the rebound. Is that going on North Mac? It is. Count the bucket. They're going to get Thorman for the clear out. So it'll be Staunton ball. Chance for a 4, maybe 5-point trip. It's a 10-point lead for North Mac, 42-32. And it goes to Heeman. Dylan Heeman, pounded by Etter. As Cox winds up sliding on his backside, courtesy of Justin West. Into the hands of Sievers, right back to Silas. In the corner to Grandidier. Tyler, 4-3, missed it off the heel too strong. Rebound to Booth, lost it. Etter comes out of there with it. He loses it. Now he hip checks Cox, and Silas is not happy. He might get teed up. Nope. Good officiating there. It's been a physical ball game as West, check that, Etter, hit Cox right to the ground, and Silas popped up quickly with a stare down. Now the official's going to have a conversation with the players, tell them to calm it down just a little bit, boys, as they'll get Etter with the foul. His third, team's third of the half. Good intensity out on the floor. Staunton wants and needs a win badly. A disappointing 2-5 start for the Bulldogs. 42-34. Sievers hounded out front by Thorman. Stolen by Thorman. What quick hands. Grant goes down the left lane. He is hammered by Sievers. Fouled on the floor. Boy, Grant Thorman is just one heck of a defender. He will just annoy you and pester you. He's one of those guys. If he's on your team, you love him. If he's not on your team, well, you don't love him at all. 2:38 for the third quarter. Thorman will trigger in off the baseline. Bounce pass to Langelier, right block. Kicks them out, fires, left it short, follows his miss and picks it up on the baseline. Sam Mount across the floor to Justin West. Here's Mount in the corner to Thorman. Grant Thorman kicks to Langelier on the left side. He will hand off to Will Downs. Across the floor, West, open for three, got it. Justin West buries the three ball, his first bucket tonight. Another nice offensive possession for North Mac, showing the patience. 45-34. Sievers, dangerous pass, knocked out of there by Downs. It'll stay with Staunton. Bulldogs playing with fire a little bit. They are making long passes from underneath their own hoop out to midcourt, and North Mac starting to time those a little bit. And it goes to Sievers. Off to Grandidier. Tyler crosses over, works baseline. Downs does a nice job to move his feet and stay in front. Cox on the left block to Heeman. Too soft of a pass, stolen away. Good job by Mount to come around the backside and get the steal. 105 seconds, third quarter. Up top with Justin West. He will hand to Langelier. Here's Mount, top of the key. Sam. Backdoor feed to Thorman in the corner to Downs. 4-3. Missed it. Rebound down to Ethan Booth. Good, strong rebound there for Booth. He will underhand shovel to Grandidier. Bounce pass in the corner to Cox. Finds a slashing Booth off the window. It's good. Nice two-man game there. 13 for Ethan Booth. Give the assist to Cox. 45-36. 9-point lead for North Mac. Mount attacks right at Heeman. Goes up and scores. What a move and a strong take from Sam Mount, right into the chest of the shot blocker. 25 for Mount. Here's Cox. Passes to Grandidier. Tyler pushes, gets into the paint, pivots around. Bounce pass stolen by Mount. Tyler should have shot that one himself. 10th turnover on Staunton. They will get the personal foul on Ethan Booth. Tanner Wilson will check back in. Also, Ken and Kirk into the action for North Mac. Langelier, West, and Downs will stay on the floor. Staunton has Sievers, Grandidier, Booth, Cox, and Brent Kinder has checked in for Heeman. 45 seconds for the third quarter. 47-36 North Mac. Downs, top of the key to Tanner Wilson. On the left wing to Justin West. Here's Langelier, right side of the key. Off to Kirk. In the corner it goes to Wilson. Tanner will bring it back between the circles across the floor to Justin West. Into the hands of Downs on the dribble drive. Back out to Langelier. Between the circles to Kirk. He'll set the offense. 20 seconds for the third quarter. In the right corner to Will Downs. Will underhand shovel to Kirk. He'll bring it back between the circles as North Mac will hold for the final shot. 10 seconds for the quarter. Kirk working on Kinder to the right wing with five. Pass is tipped, jarred loose by Sievers, picked up by Wilson with two. He's going to have to let it fly. Good if it goes, it will not. After three quarters, it is North Mac 47, Staunton 36. We'll come back with the money quarter following these messages on WSMI. The Dogs and the Panthers played to a 16-16 tie in the third quarter. North Mac takes an 11-point lead into the money quarter. Staunton gets the basketball to start. Sievers out front, leaves it with the bounce pass to Ethan Booth. Off to Sievers. Top of the key working on Thorman. Back door deflected out by Thorman. It'll stay with Staunton. Grant Thorman has scored just 5 points all in the first quarter, but he has his fingerprints all over this basketball game with his defense. Grandidier. Out it goes to Sievers. Just beyond the volleyball spike line. Into the hands of Grandidier now. Left side of the key. Tyler probing, searching, rises up and floats it up and in. Tyler Grandidier with nine. Now middle of the lane, wide open there. 47-38, back to a single-digit game at 9. 7:20 to play. Booth went for the steal on Mount, didn't get it. Mount will leave it in the corner for Downs. Off to Tanner Wilson. Wilson leaves for Mount with the right elbow. Oh, they lost sight of Mount Lane. Opens wide up, and Mount lays it up and in. He faked the dribble handoff. Everybody went with Will Downs. And then Mount just rolled to the hoop for a warm-up layup. Now Staunton throws it away. One of those long passes, no one home. And he goes out of bounds on the far end of the floor. 49-38 North Mac. 6:59 for the contest. Downs will get it in to Thorman, who will jog into the front court for North Mac. Man-to-man defense for Staunton. On the right wing with Will Downs. Back door, Wilson, layup good. Downs to Wilson. Tanner with seven. 51-38. That was pretty. Biggest lead of the night for North Mac. Here's Silas Cox on the left wing. Silas back, top of the key to Grandidier. Crosses over on Wilson. Tyler gets to the paint, cut off there. Severs for three, left it short, and the rebound down to Will Downs. Long outlet to Thorman. Tried to find a slashing Wilson, and then Grandidier tried to throw it off of Tanner, who was well out of bounds, missed him, so it'll be North Mac ball. Grandidier would have been better served tossing it to a teammate who was a lot closer than Tanner Wilson was. That's a split-second decision, though. Goes against Staunton. Will Downs on the baseline. Tries to find Mount. Deflected away, then thrown away by Staunton. Back to North Mac. Wilson, 4-3. Got it. Huge sequence right there. Tanner has 10 as North Mac has opened it up. 54-38, 6 minutes to play in the ball game. In the corner goes with Cox. Silas on the right wing. Picked up the dribble. Dangerous pass stolen by Wilson. Tanner goes up. Counted in the foul for Tanner Wilson. He has a dozen with the free throw coming. Nice strong finish at the rim off the steal for Wilson. It's 56-38. Staunton and Danger getting blown out all of a sudden. Devin Ray into the action for the Bulldogs. Free throw for Wilson is good. All of a sudden, Tanner has 13 points. Eight of them here in the money quarter. 5:45 for the ball game. On the left wing, Severs tries to feed the post to Heeman. Fouled by Downs. North Mac has concentrated a lot of bodies on Dylan Heeman tonight. Trying to keep the big fella in check. They've done a good job. Dylan has 9 points. But it's been a quiet nine. Ray trapped on the sideline, and then Thorman is out of bounds, touching the basketball, so it'll stay with Staunton. Yet another hustle defensive play from Grant Thorman. Smallest guy on the floor, but, man, he is a handful. Right wing with Grandidier, 5.5 for the ball game. Up top to Devin Ray on the left wing to Severs. Down on the block to Heeman. Three white shirts around him. Thorman comes up with the steal, and someone got teed up. That's Dylan Heeman. He said something to the official. He thought he got fouled, and he got teed. That did stop a fast break for North Mac. Troy's going to have a conversation now. And when you're a big fellow like Dylan Heeman and you got a bunch of smaller guys around you all night, it becomes frustrating, and it boiled over for Dylan right there. Tanner Wilson will shoot the technical free throws. 57-38, North Mac. This could make it a 20-point game, and Tanner's free throw rattled out. He'll get the second technical toss with 5:22 to play. Second free throw is good. That one rattled in. 14 for Wilson. This is our last broadcast before Christmas. We'll come back at you. Carlinville Holiday Tournament. The day after Christmas, 6 o'clock game, Calhoun and Staunton in a boys' quarterfinal. Then at 7:30, Wood River and Southwestern. We'll have coverage all 4 days beginning at 6 o'clock. The day after Christmas, here on WSMI FM 106 from the Carlinville Holiday Tournament. North Mac will head to Waverly for their Christmas tournament. They're leading by 20 right now, 58-38. Downs in the right corner, off to Thorman. Up top to Tanner Wilson. Finds a slashing mount, lays it up. Nope, from 12. Might have had his elbow tipped right there. And the rebound down to Staunton. Severs across the timeline, leaves for Grandidier. 4:45, down to Heeman, draws another crowd, muscles it up, no whistle, missed it. Offensive rebound, Booth puts it in. 15 for Ethan Booth. 18-point lead for North Mac. 4.5 minutes for the ball game. Tanner Wilson. It's a fancy dribbling out front, leaves for Mount now. In the corner, it goes to Will Downs. Downs, top of the key. Left wing now to Wilson. Tanner, head coach's son, just a sophomore. Turned over by Mount and the Panthers. Here comes Severs, lost it on the attack, but deflected out by Sam. It'll stay with Staunton, 4:11 for the ball game. Couple coaches' kids on this team, Tanner Wilson and Will Downs. Of course, John Downs, TJ's longtime assistant, going back to Gerard. Three ball for Devin Ray, no. Offensive rebound to Dylan Heeman. Downs wound up on the floor there as Ray fires for three, no. Ethan Booth with an offensive rebound, then he is hacked as he tried to pass it out. Fifth team foul. It'll be baseline out of bounds for Staunton. 3:55 for quarter number four. A bulldog in each corner of the lane. Grandidier gets it into Severs. Lucas, long three, missed it. Rebound down to Sam Mount. He out-muscled Heeman that time. Wilson, working on Grandidier, comes into the front court. Pass across the lane to Mount, rattled out. Good contest by Heeman. Sam had to put that high off the window to avoid the 6-7 shot blocker. Here comes Grandidier. Ray. Thought about the three, puts it on the floor to the right elbow. Down on the block to Heeman, turns, faces, missed it, did not use the window. Offensive rebound, though, to Ray, then his entry pass is tipped and stolen. 14, Staunton turnover. 3:15 ball game. Long pass in the front court to Sam Mount. Across the floor to Tanner Wilson in the left corner to John Downs. Check that, Will Downs. He will kick to Mount for three. Got it. Sam Mount has 30. 61-40. 30 points for Sam Mount. What a night for Mr. Mount. Down to Heeman. Splits the double. Missed the layup. Gets it back. Puts it up and in. Been a long night for Dylan Heeman on the inside. He has been hounded all game long. 2:40 for the ball game. 61-42. Thorman and T.J. Wilson wants a timeout. 2:34 to play. 61-42 North Mac leads Staunton. We'll come back to North Mac High following these messages on WSMI. Following the North Mac timeout, Panthers have the basketball up 61-42. Tanner Wilson handling on the far side of the floor. Leads for Justin West. He got caught and he traveled. His initial pass was cut off. That caused him to shuffle his feet. And we'll give it back to Staunton. With just 2:18 to play. Staunton off to the Carlinville Holiday Tournament. North Mac headed up to Waverly, and now Griffin Bianco shuffled his feet and returned the traveling favor. It's certainly been a frustrating first half of the season for Staunton. They're going to fall to 2-6 on the year, but a lot of basketball to play. Staunton, though, just has to knock down some shots. Tough to win when you can't make shots. Thorman on the wing goes to Cole Letter. Nice backdoor layup for West. Good. Five for Justin West off the nice find. 63-42 North Mac. 100 seconds for the ball game. Across the floor with Ray. North Mac still committing multiple bodies to Dylan Heeman. And if Staunton doesn't get to shooting the basketball better, that's going to be the story of the season. They're just going to sag the lane. Heeman, that is a deep three. He was almost out of bounds, almost just a frustration heave, and he nailed it. He has 14 points. Timeout now for some substitutions. But if you're Staunton with the bigs you have, if you can knock down some shots, then teams will have to come out, extend that defense a little bit, and it will open up the paint for your big fellas. But right now, teams can just sag down and really make a concerted effort to take Heeman and Booth away. Cody Castaldi checked in. Griffin Bianco checked in. Brent Kinder checked in along with Frank Goss for Staunton. Evan Langelier on the blow-by lays it up and in with the left hand. Four for Langelier. Hayden Pierce checked in for North Mac. Cannon Kirk is also in. Three ball for Kinder. No good. Matthew Hendricks on the floor for the Panthers. Castaldi for three. Can't get it. Offensive rebound, Kinder. He saves possession. Here's Ray. Steps into a triple. Good for Devin Ray. Ray's first bucket. Makes it 65-48. 45 seconds for the ball game. Hendricks brings it into the front court. The young sophomore. Stolen by Ray. Devin goes up and down for the easy deuce. Five quick points for Devin Ray. A 15-point lead for North Mac. Half a minute to play in the ball game. Staunton started fast, but North Mac finished strong. Kirk handling out front, 20 seconds. Langelier on the wing, 16 seconds. We'll have all the scores tomorrow morning. Spotlight on Sports, 7:30 here on FM 106. In the Sangamo South Central battle, it will be the Sangamo Conference tonight as North Mac will beat Staunton 65-50. We'll come back with your totals in just a moment. North Mac picks up their ninth win. They improved to 9-4 on the year. Staunton drops to 2-6 after a 65-50 final here tonight in Girard. North Mac led 18-15 after one. Staunton started very fast, jumped on North Mac in the opening 3 minutes, broke the full court press, got numbers and layups, but then North Mac did a good job of getting back on that press and really stifled Staunton from that point forward. They outscored the Bulldogs 13-5 in the second quarter to take a 31-20 halftime lead. It was still an 11-point game after three quarters, 47-36, and North Mac outscored Staunton 18-14 in the fourth quarter to win it 65-50. Sam Mount had himself a ball game. He finishes with 30 on the night, 30 of the North Mac 65. Go to Sam Mount. 14 for Tanner Wilson, 9 of those in the money quarter. 5 points for Grant Thorman, 5 points for Will Downs, 4 points for Evan Langelier, 2 points for Cole Etter. I had North Mac 9 of 12 at the foul line, and they hit 5 3 balls. For Staunton, 14 points for Dylan Heeman, 15 points for Ethan Booth, 9 points for Tyler Grandidier, 5 points for Devin Ray, 3 points for Silas Cox, and 2 points for Brent Kinder. Staunton hit 4 threes on the night, did not attempt a foul shot the entire second half as they finished just 3 of 4 from the foul line on the night. And that will not make Troy Redfern happy. No free throw attempts in the second half as Staunton was just not able to get anything going on the inside. Give North Mac's defense credit as they committed 2, sometimes 3 bodies to Dylan Heeman on the inside. Forced Staunton to shoot from the outside, and they just could not make perimeter shots consistently enough here tonight. And unfortunately for the Bulldogs, that has kind of been a microcosm of their entire season. They can just not get it going from distance. They came in on the night shooting 20% from three. They made 4 tonight, but percentage-wise, probably right around their season average. So Staunton will head to the Carlinville Holiday Tournament where they are the 5 seed. They will play in the quarterfinals the day after Christmas, 6 o'clock game against Calhoun. It's a game we'll have live here on FM 106. We'll have coverage all 4 days starting December 26th from the Carlinville Holiday Tournament. And then North Mac, they are off to the Waverly Holiday Tournament. Panthers have the 3 seed there. They will be in action the day after Christmas at Waverly. I want to thank all of our basketball sponsors. Without them, none of these broadcasts are possible. Please go out and patronize the businesses you heard on the broadcast tonight. Without them, we're not able to bring you any high school sports on the Townley Broadcasting Stations. Thanks to North Mac Athletic Director Chris Rayner for the hospitality and for chatting with me at halftime about North Mac's decision to vote yes on the football districts. We'll have all sorts of information for you on the districts for football coming up Sports Saturday this week, 9:03 here on FM 106. I want to thank Tom Williams back in our studio for producing tonight's action here on WSMI FM 106. Your final one more time. North Mac beats Staunton by the final of 65-50. My name is Tim Mize. We say good night and Merry Christmas from Girard.